You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
Following are University of Michigan President Mary Sue Coleman's remarks to graduates at the April 29, 2006 Spring Commencement Ceremony in Michigan Stadium.
Good morning, and congratulations to the University of Michigan Class of 2006. You did it. You successfully navigated Michigan and rightfully earned your diploma. And you were never alone. Before today's ceremony goes any further, I want to ask our graduates to stand, look over your shoulders, and thank your families and friends for their love and support over these years. About a month ago, an undergraduate mailed me a card bearing a postmark from Spain, where he was spending the semester studying. During the week, he told me, he is a mild-mannered college student taking classes in art history, Spanish, and Islam. But on the weekends, he wrote, I'm a manic traveler, seeking thrills in every corner of Europe, burning the candle at both ends, and loving every minute of it. Michigan students like Adam Fivenson know it takes confidence and courage to say goodbye to the familiar and hello to the unknown. No one likes saying goodbye, certainly not to their friends and family and to their home. Yet for all the fears and anxieties that come with leaving behind everything that you know, there is an excitement and energy that balances the emotional scales. Graduation signals the end of formal studies. Commencement, on the other hand, implies a new start. As Paul McCartney said, you say goodbye, and I say hello. It was 41 years ago when a graduate of this university took a very large step in an unfamiliar direction. Tied to a 25-foot cable and traveling more than 17,000 miles an hour, Ed White said goodbye to his co-pilot and goodbye to the relative safety of his space capsule. He pushed himself out of Gemini 4 and into the atmosphere to become the first American and the first Wolverine to walk in space. For the next 20 minutes, as the whole world watched on TV, he did what any of us would do in such an adventure. He took pictures. When Mission Control told him it was time to return to the spacecraft, he said it was the saddest moment of his life. Letting go literally all that was safe to Ed White gave the world its first real understanding of how men and machines performed in space. It was 9 years ago that a 13-year-old girl said goodbye to her world, her friends, her culture, and her language, when she left her village in Romania for an unknown life in the United States. Yuliana Ditt knew only her parents and her brother when she arrived in southeastern Michigan. School books and television shows made little sense to her. Learning to speak, read, and write English became the hardest thing she had ever done. But she was never scared. She never looked back, only forward to what would come her way in this foreign country. This morning, Yuliana sits in our stadium, an LSNA student graduating with honors and a degree in anthropology. She told me that moving to Ann Arbor and living among the many, many different students of the University of Michigan was the first time in America that she felt like that she really belonged. And she continues to learn as she prepares for medical school this fall and a career of helping others that face challenges even greater than hers. It was 4 years ago that I said goodbye to a university I had led for 7 years, to a remarkable family of students and faculty, and to an Iowa community I loved. I came here to Michigan and began the most extraordinary experience that I could ever have imagined. You, the class of 2006, are special to me. We started together at the university in the fall of 2002, and we have shared 4 memorable years. We've enjoyed beautiful October afternoons, the freezing cold of February, and the brilliant spring days like today. You may remember that at student convocation, I confessed to being unsure about exactly where the Diag was. But I knew that its different pathways represented countless directions of a Michigan education. Since then, we've all learned our way around the Arb to Bursley to the Fishbowl. We've deciphered the special language of Michigan, the ugly, the dude, mojo, and the big house. We've watched our life sciences complex come to fruition and the construction barrels disappear. We've seen the Walgreen Drama Center rise, along with the distinctive homes of the Ford School and the beautiful new look of Hill Auditorium. We've rallied to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina and the Asian tsunami. We've worn blue wristbands for a new children's hospital and yellow t-shirts for the Maize Rage. We've watched with great pride our solar car team and our women's softball team bring home national championships to our university. And now it is time for us to say goodbye. It begins when you march out of the stadium, no longer students of this great school, but University of Michigan alumni. Although you walk away from the comfort and security of a campus you've known for 4 years, something exciting waits you, what Shakespeare calls life's uncertain voyage. You will encounter the unknown, but with a mind that has learned to examine problems from diverse perspectives. It was Francis Bacon who said, "If we begin with certainties, we shall end in doubts. But if we begin with doubts and we are patient in them, we are certain to end with certainties." I hope you leave Michigan with a healthy appreciation of the unexpected. You say goodbye, prepared to welcome differences, whether they are new cultures, diverse perspectives, or opposing opinions. You've experienced some of this at the university because we are a microcosm of the complexities of the world, the wider world that you're entering. You will embrace challenges, and there are many awaiting you and the skills you have developed as a graduate of Michigan. We need your passion, your creativity, your skepticism, and your intelligence. More than anything, we need your vision for a better world. Einstein said imagination was more important than knowledge. Envision a compassionate world so that we may all say goodbye to disease and poverty. 4 years ago, you said goodbye to your parents and your high school friends. And look what you've accomplished since then. I know I speak for our faculty and deans when I say I can't wait to see what you do next. Saying goodbye also brings with it the promise of reunion, the joy of returning, and I hope you will experience that in coming back to Ann Arbor in the future. The University of Michigan will always be here for you, different in appearance, but identical in spirit and ready to welcome you home. For today, goodbye. For tomorrow, good luck. And forever, go blue.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.